Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, everybody jump! Jump, so we begin.
We're coming to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios, national mortgage lender, Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Mike and Pete across the way. Bogus, your updates. 3 hours we got for you right up until 9 a.m. Eastern time. 6 Pacific right here on CBS Sports Radio. It is Taz and the Moose, Sirius and XM 206, the app as well. What's going on, Taz? How you doing, bro?
All good, Moose. All good. Getting ready. We're barreling right into getting ready to get into the NFL on Saturday. I mean, on the weekend, I should say. And as we hit this Thursday, just got past the hump day, all the radio cliches. Past hump day. What's the Monday? What do we usually call Monday? Monday's the work week begins. Maniac Monday, right? Then there's tantalizing Tuesday. I might have made that one up. Hump day, and then there's, well, just Thursday, and that's where we are right now.
Yes,
so it's going to be a great show.
There is Thursday. Right, yeah, now. We're going to have a good 3 hours
for
you.
Yes, we
are. We will. And we'll continue to break down the NFC and AFC championship games. We've got a great 1v1 coming your way in a little bit as well. But we get it going on this Thursday morning with a little NBA. What a game down in Houston between the Brooklyn Nets, Bezeklis Nets, and the Houston Rockets as Harden goes for 58 points. So we'll get to that here in a little bit. But a lot of the conversation has been generated around the comments from Kyrie Irving. And let's hear from the Celtics guard. Boston obviously not having as great of a year as many anticipated, have gone through some struggles. Irving is going to be a free agent this summer. But interesting comments from Irving following last night's game. Let's take a listen.
It was a big deal for me because I had to call Bron, you know, and tell him, like, you know, I apologize for being that young player that wanted to everything at his, you know, at his fingertips. And I wanted everything to be at, you know, my threshold. I wanted to be the guy that led us to the championship. I wanted to be the leader. I wanted to be all that. And, you know, the responsibility of being the best player in the world and leading a team is something that's not meant for many people. And Bron was one of those guys that came to Cleveland and tried to really show us what it's like to win a championship. And it was hard for him. And sometimes getting the most out of the group, it's not the easiest thing in the world. And like I said, only fewer are meant for it or chosen for it. And, you know, I feel like the best person to call was him because, you know, he's been in the situation. You know, he's been there with me where I've been the young guy of, you know, being a 22-year-old kid and, you know, wanting everything. He wanted everything right now, you know, coming off an all-star year starting. And then, you know, this heck of a presence comes back. And now I got to adjust my game to this guy. And, you know, you take it personal, but at the end of the day, he just wants what's best. And he has a legacy he wants to leave, and he has a window he wants to capture. So I think what that brought me back to is, like, all right, how do I get the best out of this group of the success they had last year and then helping them realize what it takes to win a championship?
There you go. So I don't know how you feel if you're a Cleveland Cavalier fan here on this Thursday morning following those comments, but we know, you know, Kyrie forced his way out of Cleveland. You know, no longer wanted to play with LeBron. They make the trade with the Boston Celtics. It was an atrocious trade for the Cleveland Cavaliers. And now Kyrie Irving, who's in a leadership position with the Boston Celtics and wanted to be the guy, finds himself in the position of showing true leadership and is calling LeBron James not only for advice but also to apologize the way that he behaved at his end of his Cavalier career.
Yeah, you know, it was interesting hearing that sound from Kyrie Irving. You know, it's like he was obviously very respectful and complimentary of the greatness of LeBron James and all that stuff. And it was nice to hear Kyrie say that, you know. But it also, I mean, I don't know how to take this. Some of it I felt like it was a little self-serving. Like the way it seemed like he was saying, well, now, more or less he is saying this, well, now I'm LeBron on this team, on the Celtics team, and I'm the guy running the show, and I'm the guy that's one of the few, I'm paraphrasing the way he worded it, I'm one of the few that are picked or something like that to be like, you know, to be the hood ornament of the team and to be the top dog and the top star of the team, which he is. We know that. I don't think he needs to say it like that. But, I mean, the one end of me, I like that he called LeBron and said that. And some would think, well, why do you got to say this publicly? maybe it makes the younger players on the Celtics feel like, yo, dude, you're just punking us out right now, you know? And so that part I get. I also understand that when you get a little bit older and then you get a little more humble, that you do realize that those that were a little bit older than you when you were younger and cocky and had an attitude and had an ego, that then you realize you have this epiphany like, ah, now I see what that veteran meant. Or, ah, now I see what my uncle meant, or my older brother, or my dad, or my mom, whatever. You know, you get my drift. So don't have to just be a coach or a teammate either. So, you know, once you get a little bit older, you know what I mean? You get a little bit more, you know, wiser and a little more humble, you know?
Right. And that's what it sounds like. 18 months.
Right. That's a good point.
We're not looking at it being 10, 20 years down the line. It's not like an 18-year-old kid to a 35-year-old man. It's like, oh, now I understand what dad meant when he said that when I was 18 years of age. And I get it now, and I'm 35.
Yeah.
You know, you're looking at a short amount of time for Kyrie Irving. You look at the self. Yeah, I mean, is it? I agree with you. I think it is self-serving to an extent. But I think it's today's day and age. I mean, you know, LeBron James a month ago was telling everybody once he came back from against the Golden State Warriors from 3-1, he basically ended all conversation. He's the greatest player of all time. So I mean, it's kind of part and parcel with the times, is it not, Taz?
Especially absolutely. When
you look at NBA players. And athletes in today's day and age, you know, talking about what they are as players, their impact on the game, and you know, and the confidence galore, but always, you know, always pumping themselves out, saying me. It's fine, it's okay.
Yeah.
But you know, the Cavalier fan wakes up this morning, basically says, "Go shove it." I mean, honestly, we made
it. They're both off their team,
right? You could not get over your ego at the time. You could not put egos aside. You didn't realize how good of a situation you had in Cleveland. You forced your way to Boston, and I'm sure the Cavalier fan this morning is probably smiling ear to ear, even though they delivered a championship. And I get all that. And Irving hit the shot against the Golden State Warriors. You know, that basically, for all intents and purposes, ended the run in Cleveland. Right. I mean, it just did. So if I'm a Cavalier fan, day late, dollar short, I could care less that Kyrie Irving now all of a sudden had this epiphany and is now seeing the light and said, you know what, this is actually harder be the guy on a team, to be the leader on the team, to have all the younger players looking at me and not only leading with my performance on the court, but showing great leadership traits off of it in practice, in the locker room, and handling everything with comes to being the best player on a team.
Yeah, and I don't think being a great leader means you go public to the media before or after a game or on social media at any point and bury your teammates. That's what I don't think you do. And that's basically what Kyrie, and a lot of these guys done this, Kyrie's basically said, you know, this group of young guys on the Celtics team, they don't know what it takes to be a championship team. I think I'm pretty much dead on. I'm not reading the quote, but I mean, if I'm one of those young guys, I'm like, yo, dude, you know what? Go pound salt, okay? And go kiss my you-know-what. Okay, that's how I would be. And real quick, I just want to say, like, for me, when Kyrie left Cleveland, and left, he didn't want to be in the shadow, didn't want to be under that whole thing with LeBron, that whole show. I didn't have a problem with that, and I still don't. I understand that all these guys want to be the best guy on their team. So if you know you're not going to get over that gigantic hump of LeBron James if you're on the Cavaliers at that time, you know. And so I didn't have a problem with that, but now you make a great point about 18 months. It's like, yeah, I mean,
it hasn't been that long.
It's not that long.
Maybe
right.
It's 19 months, 20 months, like, whatever the hell the time frame is.
Yeah, no, you're right.
It hasn't been that long.
It's like all of a sudden he just became a grizzled
veteran.
It's
hard.
He's a grizzled old man now.
Well, right.
Kyrie.
I mean, but Taz, it's hard.
I know.
And not everything's easy.
He's 26 years old, bro.
I mean, but he also has learned by LeBron. How many times has LeBron thrown teammates under the bus in public?
Oh, a lot. I'm not a fan of that. Dude.
Right.
I
so
hate that.
I know you hate that, but LeBron.
He did that
a lot in Cleveland. Remember a team's not good enough.
Yep.
Whatnot,
yep.
And I'm paraphrasing here.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, he hinted at the idea that the team was not, we need to improve, we need to do that. They don't understand. Even the memo, I'm going to teach these guys how to win.
Yeah.
You know, Miami was my college days. Now I have come back, going back to Cleveland. I'll finish my career here. Now he's a Los Angeles Laker. So, I mean, you take everything. I get frustrated. When I listen to that, Taz, number one, I feel for the Cav fan. Right. I do feel for that because it's been a short amount of time. It's almost like salt in the wounds. It's watching LeBron, you know, I know he's not playing now with the groin injury, but watching LeBron in a Laker uniform and Irving in a Celtic uniform.
Yeah.
And both of those guys were our two best players And we're supposed to bring championship after championship to Cleveland. They did bring one,
yeah,
but didn't bring multiple. For Kyrie Irving, and I mean for LeBron, basically, you know, I mean for Irving, the way that he handled the ouster in Cleveland, right? And the fact that he would not return a call of LeBron James at the time. Now he's calling LeBron looking for advice about how to handle things up in Boston when things have gone awry. I gotta be honest. You know, once you act like that,
yeah.
Once you behave,
it's a little
like,
tough. Yeah,
is it not a little tough?
That's a little tough.
Let me ask you this, right? So, if we had a similar scenario,
I've had this happen to me.
Well, yeah, I mean,
I know what you're talking about. I've had it happen.
If you had a similar scenario where someone basically screws you over,
mm-hmm.
and then they come back, I mean, honestly, I would tell him, I'd be like, go figure it out.
Bro, I got to be
you
honest.
You thought you knew what you were doing by leaving everything in Cleveland? We had an opportunity to continue to win, and you decided to leave and force your way out because you wanted to be the guy? Figure out how to be the guy.
Don't act like a child. You're right. And that's what I would have thought. Just what you said. If someone did this to me, like if I would say the same thing and I would feel that way. But it happened to me three times, actually. With two wrestlers and one wrestling announcer, without naming names, that where, you know, things started going well for them, and then we were in different companies, and it's like they don't return calls, they don't return texts, and they've moved on. But then there's a problem, and they need help with something, or they need you to drop their name somewhere. Then I hear from this one guy after 3 years of not hearing nothing from the guy because he needed a favor, and he was in a tough spot because he was going to be out of a career. And I helped him. And I'm not bragging. I'm not saying the guy's name. But I was so, dude, you know, I haven't heard from you in 3 years. And I didn't. And I know I did the right thing. And when I hung up, I said to my wife, I know I shouldn't have helped him. And I know I just did help him because I did help him. And he's doing really well now. And my wife said, no, you did the right thing. You know, it's hard, though,
yeah,
to your point.
Right.
It is hard to do.
That's great.
So LeBron probably didn't want to talk to him.
Well, for LeBron, it's another ego stroke. Why not? I mean, you have a guy that is now calling you as you're a member of the Lakers, right? And he's asking for your advice after it's almost like he's down on bended knee. Asking for advice about how to handle the situation. Listen, I think that's tough, but LeBron is obviously thrilled to be a Los Angeles Laker. He seems to have closed the door on the Cavalier days. Tez, I heard the video and I watched the video and we replayed it earlier. It just infuriates me when I listen to Irving and then everyone's saying, "Wow, you know what leadership he's shown?
Yeah,
he's really grown up and matured." No, nonsense. Yeah, no,
it is nonsense.
That is complete and utter nonsense. He's a grown up and matured. Kyrie Irving is the same guy, and he's also to play the point that you made, Taz. He's calling a guy up asking for help.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And LeBron helps him. And in the same minute and a half clip that we played, he's also talking about how great of a player he is.
Well, he did. Okay. Dude, like, he went to say, you know, he can't take it. There's only a few of us. He's putting himself in that. And I know he's a great player, Kyrie Irving. I'm not saying he's not. Trust me. I think he's awesome. But he's putting himself in that, well, there's only a few of us. Whatever part of the clip. You know, there's only some of us that get chosen to be this, like, the Almighty above in the heavens chose them to be these just iconic, amazing athletes, which they are. But, I mean, come on. Like, do you have to tell? Do you have to say it? Like, you don't have to. Some things you don't have to say.
But I will say this. Boston's team around this one superstar, you remove the superstars, right? So if you take Irving off the Boston Celtics, and Irving then would be a Cavalier, and you take LeBron James and take off the Cavaliers, you're talking about the surrounding group around the two teams.
Right.
This is a more talented Boston team
than LeBron had
in Cleveland.
I was going to say that. You're exactly right.
It's just a more gifted team. You know, now, Irving would still be the best player of those that are left because he would still be a Cavalier at that stage.
Right.
But you look at the supporting cast, whether it be Tatum, Brown, go up and down
Moore,
the line.
Smart, all these guys. Yeah, Horford. Horford's playing 24 points last night.
This is a more talented Celtic team. So whatever Kyrie Irving's doing, heed the advice of LeBron James and get it figured out in Boston. even despite the victory last night over the Toronto Raptors, they're better than what they have played. It just takes me, I can understand, you know, Taz, if there was like a sit down 15 years from now, right?
Different
we're
story.
Celebrating the 16th anniversary of Taz and the Moose. And it's a great celebration here at CBS Sports Radio. And Bisceglia finds out and gets all fired up. There's going to be a sit down on NBA TV between Kyrie Irving and LeBron James. And they're going to let bygones be bygones. And Kyrie's going to apologize and they're going to get emotional. And, you know, they'll reminisce about their days in the NBA. And LeBron will tell you how great his son is in the league at that stage.
You know,
I can understand that. We're looking at, like, less than 2 years.
Yeah, you made a good point. The 18-19-month thing is crazy. And it's not a long time at all.
No.
And he's 26 years old. I mean, you know, Kyrie is 26 years old.
He acts like he's a 34-year-old man.
He's a grizzled vet. Like, he's, you know what I mean? Like, he's, oh, well, I've been in the league for 3 decades. So please. You know, like, I've done it all. I'm still doing it. Me and LeBron were the best of all. Like, you know, come on, dude, stop, relax. And don't bury your teammates. Don't. Remember when Aaron Rodgers did that during the offseason?
Yeah,
that drove me crazy.
Young
wide receivers.
Yes.
I drove me nuts. And I do know that a lot of times veteran players will do that because that's like the last resort. You know, maybe they've talked to the team. They've talked to players behind closed doors. Then they out them in front of their teammates. This the third level. Then they go to the media. I don't buy that. I don't believe it. I don't think that's ever needed because there's a lot of great leaders on great teams in all sports that don't do that. You know, they don't do that. That's a really, really, that's in-house stuff. That'd be like you going and doing like an interview somewhere, you know, like at the Daily News or something here in New York, and you're like burying the team. Like, our producer, Mikey B, you know, he's
right, it's all on me every
morning. He's kind of a bum.
It's hard for me to leave.
My co-host, you know, that guy, he's just a goofball. You know, then we got a board operator who's always bald and his head's shiny, you know, and he likes snacks. You know, all this stuff. You know, imagine this guy doing this.
Well, those are compliments to Pete.
I know. He's like, what's bad about that?
But I'm Mark Melusis, and I'm the king of kings, and I get it done, and I work with this, you know, beat-up wrestler. And, you know, like, yeah. You know, could you imagine that? You never do that.
I would never do that. No.
Me? Different story. I might do that.
Yeah. So,
I wouldn't. I wouldn't. I joke around and bust chops, but I wouldn't. I couldn't do that.
Listen to this, Irving. It takes a real man to go back, call somebody, and be like, hey, man, I was young.
Right.
I made some mistakes. I wasn't seeing the big picture like you were. I didn't have the end of season in mind.
Yeah, I was young 6 months ago.
Tough to take. I mean, put the boots on. That's what I felt like saying. If I was in the background and if I didn't have a media credential and I was just like a guy in the background as Irving is making these comments, I was like, put the boots on.
Full paper airplane at him.
I mean, it's tough. It really is. What do you hear from you, though? What do you hear from the Cav fan? How do you feel on this Thursday morning?
Sitting in the corner crying, the Cav fan.
Yeah.
The team stinks.
Right. LeBron's in L.A.
Oh, my God.
LeBron's in L.A. thinking about, his next media project. dealing with the groin injury with the Lakers. Kyrie is on a Celtic team thinking about how much money he's going to make this summer. And the Cavs stink.
Yeah, they do. Along with the Knicks.
No doubt. But if that happened to the Knicks, dude, I'd be so infuriated.
Dude, how mad would you be?
I'd be like, Kyrie, I mean, now you should have the day.
Go off on the guy.
So at 24, you were young and immature, and at 26, you've seen the light. I mean, come on.
These guys are too much. It's the NBA, the gift that keeps on giving, baby.
855-212-4227. Want to hear from you. What's your take on what Irving had to say? Reaching out to LeBron. Did it show that he's a real man, a great leader, heeding the advice of the king out there in Los Angeles? 855-212-4227. 855-212-4CBS. Taz, Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
Give Taz and the Moose a call. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Hey, everyone, here's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance, too? Get it all right now at geico.com. Com.
We're talking about Kyrie Irving and everything going on with him and stuff like that. And as far as he made the phone call to LeBron and said, hey, I'm a grizzled veteran now.
Help.
And I know what it's like. Help me. Help me now. Help me teach these young guys to be great like me. Let's go out to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Hey, Tim, you're listening on 96.5 FM in Harrisburg there. What's going on, brother? You're on with Taz and the Moose.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me.
You got it, buddy.
You know, the whole Kyrie situation reminds me of the Shaq-Kobe situation. You know, years ago, Kobe was young. They won three championships back-to-back. Shaq decided that, you know, he wanted to be the star. He left for Miami. And Kobe had to learn how to win without him. And he did. He taught himself how to win, you know, to get players involved. And Kobe had to change his game and his game style. And he didn't go seeking help. Now, he had Phil Jackson, you know, as a coach, which was great. But he didn't go seeking help from another player. He did it on his own.
Yeah, and that was the second go-around with Phil after Phil left. And then Phil wrote the book ripping Kobe Bryant and his leadership skills and abilities and basically, you know, painted him as a child and immature. Listen, you know, Shaq was the leader of that team. That's fair. It's a fair comparison. I guess I just don't look at
Tim,
Kyrie Irving
call. We appreciate it.
On the level of Kobe Bryant. I also don't think he has as unwelcoming. You know, Kobe Bryant was very, very hard on his teammates.
Yeah,
I mean, extremely hard on his teammates. Very, very difficult to play along with. And he did have to learn without Shaquille O'Neal. He did. It's fair. I guess Kobe understood when it was good, though. I mean, when it was good with Shaq. I think Kyrie Irving, Tassie, there was time there where Kyrie could have had that second run with another organization or even without LeBron James if he just hung around there. It's, you know, he was in a perfect spot. You know, learning from one of the best that's ever done it, if not the best in LeBron James, on a winning team in Cleveland. They were the class of the Eastern Conference, had an easy go-around in the East, and he couldn't handle it because he wasn't the guy.
Right.
Now
right.
He's the guy in Boston. It's like, hey, LeBron, help me out here.
And, you know, and like I said, me personally, I appreciate the desire to be the number one player on the team, that Kyrie was trying to do what Cleveland, but he knew he couldn't do that with Bron there, you know, and now he is that guy. And, you know, again, my thing is the comments just seemed like a little bit, it wasn't just like him having this humbling moment. Some would think, hey, you know, we don't have to hear that you called LeBron. We don't have to hear that you called
him. Well, that's the other point, too. That's a great point.
Yeah, you know, I mean, what do you think on that? You have a problem with that?
Well,
him saying that Paul publicly?
What's the point of it? What's the need? Because it's almost like you're pumping yourself up by saying. Because you're announcing to everybody, you're making it a topic of discussion that Kyrie Irving called LeBron and made it as public as he did. LeBron didn't come out and make that statement.
No, LeBron
didn't come out and say, "Hey, look who I heard from," and threw up a picture of Kyrie Irving or anything like that on social media. There's no need for it. Just make the call in private and move on with your very
correct.
Day. You don't have to publicly tell everybody what you did.
I feel the same way. It's a deal. Look, I'm not going to like die on a hill like it was horrible Kyrie did that, but I will say to your point, I do think that too is self-serving by Kyrie. Of course, it's him telling the media and the fan base of, you know, the NBA fans, "Hey, look at me.
Yeah.
I'm grown up now.
Yes.
It's been 18, 19 months, and look at me. I'm a leader. I'm a grown-ass man now, and I know what it's like to live in LeBron's shoes because I'm living in those shoes in Boston." Stop, Kyrie. Stop the madness, homeboy.
And putting him in the same breath as LeBron is
that's
a little troubling
exactly
as well.
It, my friend.
There's nobody aside from MJ that you should put into
you're
that conversation.
You're dang right. And look who's next to you over there. You see who's here
yes.
now?
Just yes, I noticed you that he's
you
here.
See him
yes.
here.
I was just trying to finish a statement, but that's okay.
Hey. I know how that
take
feels.
Take it away.
Moose.
No, trust
sorry,
me.
Moose.
No, it's all right.
Apologize.
No, that's okay. Just, you know, you spoke. I was speaking, saying something, and you're like, hey, look who's here.
And I got a bad habit of that. I got to work on that.
Thank you.
I'm appreciate still new at this.
No, you're not.
How's it
going?
At what? Being
no,
an adult in conversation?
Yeah, oh, okay. Having manners, yeah. I'm still new to that.
Tiger stripes. Bogus,
boys,
take it away.
The Warriors scored 142 in Denver on Tuesday night, flew home, and put 147 on the Pelicans last night. Steph Curry had 31 against those Nuggets, 41 against the Pels.
Curry off a series of drag screens, top of the key, three. Are you kidding me? Anthony Davis right in front of him. But he's Steph Curry. The laws of man don't apply.
Are you kidding me, Tim Roy? Warriors Radio Curry, 9 threes. The team's combining for an NBA single-game record 43 in the 147-140 final. Golden State's won 6 in a row. The Rockets took an NBA single-game record 70 threes, hitting 23, but they could have used a few more, losing to the Nets at home in OT, 145-142. Mike D'Antoni's team seemed destined to win in regulation.
When we got up 13, we got a little complacent, and they scored too quickly, too fast, and, you know, that was regrettable.
His team led by 13 late in the fourth, then by 8 with just a minute to go. After squandering that, they built a 7-point lead in overtime before losing all of that, spoiling James Harden's 58 points. The Blazers down the Cavs 129-112. The Spurs rallying for a 105-101 win in Dallas. The Bucks beat the Grizzlies 111-101. And the Celtics snapped their three-game skid 117-108 over the Raptors. Former Alabama QB Jalen Hurts has picked Oklahoma after visiting Maryland and Miami as well. Hurts can play for the Sooners in the fall as a grad student. Back in Tuscaloosa, defensive coordinator Tosh Lupoy expected to leave for a spot on the Cleveland Browns staff. That would make 5 assistants leaving Nick Saban since losing the national title game. From the NFL, Art Rooney II says he's disappointed the team hasn't spoken recently with Antonio Brown. The wideout tweeted the Steelers feel indifferent towards him. He also defended himself against Bruce Arians, who called Brown a diva earlier this week.
Right. He also threw Emmanuel Sanders under the bus, and Emmanuel Sanders came back on Twitter and defended himself.
Well, because he did that, and you're right, but because Sanders went on TV and he was kind of taking shots. This is a couple days ago at Antonio Brown too. So I think that's why. I mean, he's being petty. AB, he is, but I think that's why he did that. It was Emmanuel Sanders kind of threw the first punch on. I think it was NFL Network.
Well, no, but in the tweet that he threw Sanders under the bus, the tweet started out on Arians.
It did.
Saying that Bruce Arians got him and Emmanuel Sanders confused.
But he didn't. He drafted Sanders. That's what AB said about Arians.
Bruce Arians was the offensive coordinator. He didn't draft anybody.
Well, you know what I mean when I say drafted.
No, but I'm not saying you. Yeah. I'm not saying you. He did say drafted. Bruce Arians didn't draft anybody.
Right.
But Arians was in Pittsburgh. He doesn't get it. Antonio Brown doesn't get it. What he is saying is his personality has changed. He's too much of a diva. He's not the same guy that they drafted come out of college. We had a caller call up and tell us basically Antonio Brown has changed. That when he first showed up at the first training camp, he drove up in an 85, beat up Datsun.
Buick Regal.
Right. And now he's showing up, in a Mercedes or a helicopter or a Rolls Royce.
All three at the same time.
Right. That he's completely changed. That's the point that Arians was making. But Brown didn't get it, and Emmanuel Sanders can hop on the NFL Network. See, I thought he was referencing Emmanuel Sanders going on NFL Network at the time. I didn't know Emmanuel Sanders was on NFL Network yesterday.
No, not yesterday. It was a couple days ago. It was probably over the week. I saw him. I saw what Sanders was saying. I watched it. Emmanuel, I think he was on there over the weekend, I think.
Okay.
Not yesterday.
But the tweet did say something about missing training camp or something to go on TV and talk about me.
Right.
Brown's tweet. So maybe NFL Network was rerunning Sanders' sound.
Because he referenced something in the past that Emmanuel Sanders skipped out on going to rehab.
Rehab, right.
In order to do something. And then Sanders tweeted out, I went on the NFL. I had to clean up I'm paraphrasing here. Clean up the mess they wanted to ask him. But where I was when I was doing that. So I took it, and I didn't see him on the NFL Network. But I took it as it was going back now a number of years.
Yeah, I mean, either way, it's just Antonio Brown's nonsense. Right or wrong, defending yourself. You can sit up. You can sit a fight out every once in a while.
Well,
let the others sound stupid.
Well, right, but it was highly entertaining.
Yeah.
I made myself some popcorn and looked for the next tweet.
You do the microwave popcorn?
I do. Me too,
bro.
Very good.
You wait to listen for it to stop popping?
Well,
and then you take it off?
2 seconds.
Is that what it is? 2 seconds?
I don't. I let it sit
sure it
in the microwave
burn.
For maybe another 10 seconds because you hear a little bit of Yeah. I need all the kernels pop. But lately, I'm having
it
a problem.
Burns.
No. Because you don't have the proper microwave. I have a turbo microwave.
No, it's not it.
Basically, my microwave pops in like 10 seconds.
I believe you have a high-tech microwave.
It's super high-end. It's got different amps on it and everything.
Okay, for the average man and woman out there, don't wait 10 seconds.
Yeah.
The popcorn will burn.
I've been using
it's a quick change from perfection to burn.
Then all of a sudden, your house or apartment reeks, and you can't get rid of it.
I had this low-calorie, this low-cal, as we call it, popcorn, microwave popcorn. Here's the problem with it. They don't all pop. The kernels don't all pop.
Yeah.
It's 100 calories in a bag, and it's more paper than kernels.
That's how they get you.
They do get you. Yeah. You're right. And now I'm not getting them anymore because I'm going to go with the fatty one now and just eat the fat one. Okay, the real big fat boy bag. That's what I get now. So I love it. I come home from work. I do all sorts of jobs, not as many as you, Moose. And then when I do some of my daily works and I get back to the casa, that's one of the first things I do.
Make some popcorn,
I do. I make some popcorn.
Popcorn's a good
treat. Yeah, I love it. I enjoy it. I smile and I eat it and stand in my kitchen by myself.
All right, but 2 seconds in between kernels.
This bag's not ready yet.
Yeah. No. But you got to let it sit in the microwave just for a few seconds.
I would not.
You just pull it right out.
No, it'll pop again. You're talking about after, wait 10 seconds.
Yes.
And, no, we're talking about the fact of it being on still.
Oh.
So
don't you have a button on yours that says popcorn?
Well, no, some don't.
Oh, hold on, do you have a popcorn button?
I do, but
so do I.
My
I'll
own
take
place,
a picture
I do not. So I've turned 230, you set the popcorn to, and about 2 minute mark you have to keep listening to. Even with the sensor popcorn, I wait because there's nothing worse than burnt popcorn.
I don't agree with anything you just said, and I don't agree with the microwave you have. So I'm just, because I've never had that problem.
All right, well, next year, microwaves for all of us.
Thank you.
Thanks in advance.
Listen,
I look forward to my turbo microwave.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Well, I have the Turbo 2 now. Turbo 3 might be out by then.
I'll take the Turbo 1. I'll take the original.
It's $600 microwave. Thanks, Taz.
I'm more than that. North of 7 Hondo. Oh, I mean, we're looking
nice.
At
you.
Thank
you, Taz.
I'll drop 10 G's on you guys. No problem.
Now, do you have
in all honesty, you got to wait.
He's stuck on that. Yeah. You got to wait.
Don't listen to Taz. There's nothing worse than burnt popcorn.
I agree with that part.
You got to wait.
Popcorn's burnt.
Let's be real here.
College hoops last night. Iowa State picking up its second top 10 win, 68-64 at 8th-ranked Texas Tech, having already beaten number 7, Kansas. Number 14, Auburn, took care of Texas A&M, 85-66. And number 21, Houston, a 69-58 W at SMU. A quick baseball note, Marty Brenneman says the coming season will be his final one as the voice of the Reds. He has had that job for 45 going on 46 years. And Serena Williams, a straight set win over Jeannie Bouchard in round 2 of the Australian Open. Guys?
All right. Thank you, Bogus. We'll get into some of the Antonio Brown drama and the brilliance of James Harden. We will do that next. Your calls as well. If you're online, hang in there. We'll get to you next. It's Taz of the Moose, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227, on a Thursday morning, right here, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Football about to get funner with Skittles, Snickers, and M&M brands, the official sponsors of Super Bowl 53. Pump up your party all postseason long. 855-212-4227. We got the show started this morning with a little NBA. The Kyrie Irving on bended knee asking for LeBron James for advice, apologizing, also extolling the how great of a player that he is, and only a few players are in the position that they're in. So, I mean,
so lucky. He's so lucky to be in
correct.
That.
Correct.
All of a sudden, he's in the Mount Rushmore of NBA players.
Yes.
Kyrie,
he's put himself
LeBron.
There.
He's just as good as Michael Jordan was.
Yes.
let's go to the great state. No, I'm being sarcastic. The great state of Alabama. Elvis was listening on 105.5 FM. Elvis, what's up, man? You're on with Taz and the Moose. How you doing?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing this morning?
What's going on,
what's
Elvis?
What's up, big man? What's up?
Hey, I got a couple thoughts on Kyrie. Before I do that, I got one suggestion for you guys, man. Why don't you guys be trendsetters and ignore this pointless babble between a couple of petty punks in the NFL sniping at each other on social media? I don't care. And then, you know what? Nobody that I know cares.
Wow, you guys lit up social media. People cared.
Elvis, you're calling the show to talk about it.
I'm calling the show to talk about Kyrie. That was just a sidebar. Here's my main point on Kyrie.
Okay, no problem.
First of all, I'll preface by saying he's a great player. Got great handle, crazy skills, right?
Right.
Don't like the guy at all. Not a fan. He's not nearly as smart as he thinks he is. The more he talks, the worse it gets. He needs to stop running his yap, and that's whether we're talking about planets and their relative shapes, plate tectonics, politics. I don't care. Shut up. Just play ball. And because the more you talk, you're digging yourself a deeper and deeper hole, man. And any good feelings that might have been generated by him, you know, calling and apologizing to LeBron for his pettiness and all that years ago, which was totally on him, is more than wiped away by the fact that he felt the need to tell us all about it.
And the thing is, and you're right, Elvis, and the thing is, like Moose and I was saying, it was 18 months ago, 19 months ago.
Yeah, it was not that long ago.
You know what I mean? Like, it's to that point. And Elvis, we appreciate the call. Thanks.
Yeah, it's an interesting, interesting comments from Irving that generate a lot of attention because of the team that he represents, the team that LeBron is on now, the history between those two teams, the history between the two players dating back to, you know, the Cleveland Cavaliers, the fact that they won a championship together, the fact that Kyrie hit the shot that ultimately was the game winner against the Golden State Warriors in Game 7, going back a couple years in the NBA Finals. I mean, there's a lot there and a lot to unpack. And it should be a lesson, for a lot of people out there. And, it's hard to be a teammate of LeBron James. He expects a lot out of you. He demands a lot out of you, but he does it for a reason. And LeBron will tell you just how great he is. And Kyrie's also learned that lesson from LeBron as well, because Kyrie will tell you how great of a player he is too, as he did yesterday in making that statement. But, I think it's too little, too late. That's great. That's fair. I don't need to hear that you called LeBron James. I envisioned that at some point in time, Taz, that they were going to make up and be friends, and everything will be hockey dory.
Time heals wounds.
And LeBron is in a spot where he seems to be really happy to be in Los Angeles. Quality of life for his kids, being in a historic franchise with the Los Angeles Lakers, and Kyrie's with a franchise of his own, but. He also messed up what was a really good situation.
Yeah.
It wasn't that long ago.
No, it's not. That's the thing. And by the way, we are trendsetters. Enough. I mean, I understand what Elvis is saying, that a lot of people who cover sports are talking about this. People are talking about this right now on TV and the radio because the number one trending thing in sports trends right now this morning is Kyrie Irving. So it's like
he was talking about Antonio Brown.
No, I thought he was talking about...
No, he was talking about Antonio Brown.
I apologize. I thought he was talking about Kyrie. I didn't hear him say that.
No, he was talking about... He said he wanted to call about Kyrie.
Oh!
He was referencing, talking about Antonio Brown going crazy on Twitter. Yes.
All right, well, that was... And strike what I said. Take that out of the...
Elvis,
take that out of the podcast.
For the Brown conversation, it does have relevancy, and the National Football League, does need more of this, in which you have more drama. It plays in the NBA, and it certainly is a huge storyline because Antonio Brown's going to get traded.
Yeah, and that's a big deal.
Antonio Brown's not helping himself because, I got to be honest, he just went out there and on Twitter and threw a teammate under the bus, a former teammate under the bus, in Emmanuel Sanders, and obviously their relationship is not all that good. Referencing that Sanders wasn't rehabbing properly and went to go do something else, and then Sanders defended himself. He was critical of Bruce Arians, saying you're referencing Emmanuel Sanders. Well. Who we drafted in 2010. I mean, no. I mean, I think even at 66 years of age, Taz, I think Bruce Arians has an understanding of who the hell he's talking about.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then he rips Bruce Arians saying, you're calling me a diva as you're wearing the hats and the style that you're doing.
Well, I
mean,
I kind of agree. I kind of agree with AB on that one. He's right, though. I mean, the coach has a gimmick with the Kangols and the glasses. He does. Bruce Arians. He does have a gimmick. Let's be honest. He has a gimmick. And so I can see why. Look, AB needs to, Antonio Brown, he should back off and leave things alone.
Why the hell would I ever want to invest in Antonio Brown?
I didn't say that.
The rear end?
I
get we've talked about
the
that.
The Kangos, though, with Arians.
You want to look at the definition that you're going to define a guy as a diva based on what he wears?
No, I think, and again.
What Antonio Brown did.
Well, I'm going to give you my take on what Antonio Brown did. I think what he was doing, he was being petty, so he wanted to have a comeback because people are talking about him. So Arians calls him a diva, calls Antonio Brown a diva. So Antonio Brown says, well, if I'm a diva, look at you. You're wearing Kangos and sunglasses, you know. So
it's stupid.
It's petty. It's childish. But I'm saying, for me, I don't think coaches should wear Kangos. Actually, I'll say it for the first time here ever in radio. I don't think grown-ass men should ever wear straw Kango hats. How about that? I don't like them. That's okay. Just me. All right? Just figured I'd share that with you.
All right. Thank all you right? for sharing.
I don't like those.
Jeez.
I think it's stupid. That's exactly right.
But that's it. I mean, I think it just shows you just how immature Antonio Brown is. I think Antonio Brown's hurting himself more than if he just shut up.
Yes. I don't disagree with that.
Well, why would he? If you're going out there, now you're ripping another head coach in the National Football League. You found out you couldn't deal with a player's coach in Pittsburgh with the Steelers. And now you reach a scenario here where now he's taking out and ripping people on social media. And he's talking about this great interview that's going to come out and it's going to be, quote unquote, lit. Well, that's fantastic. Yeah. I can't wait to hear the Harrison-Antonio Brown interview. I'm sure it's going to be riveting. I'm sure it's going to be riveting television.
Yeah, I don't know. He Antonio Brown, as great of a player as he's created, he got himself in a little crater here, a nice-sized crater, not a hole, where, you know, it's like a lot of teams are going to be like, you know, this guy's really, he's
a pain in the rear end.
He thinks he's bigger than the league, and that's a problem. You know, you can't think you're bigger than the league. You can't come off like that, especially when you're going to need another suitor to give you a logo to wear, a team to play on, a helmet to wear. I understand he's great, and you know as well as I, he's going to end up somewhere, and he really wants to be a 49er in a worse way. You know, he really does. I don't see that organization wanting to put up with that or putting up with him, and I can see them talking to him and saying, listen, if you're going to come in here, this all needs to chill, like rapido.
But how would I have any confidence in the world that it would?
Moose, you're not wrong.
But even if he sat down and said, you know, I've changed, how would I ever believe Antonio Brown has changed?
I think that, just to answer your question, I think that I would think that another team would say, okay, we're going to give you a chance to prove us wrong. You got to give people a second chance. That's how I would think that a team will look at it, because teams want to win. We've seen this for so long.
Oh no, I'm not, but I'm asking you, if you sit down with Antonio Brown,
you got to trust him at his word.
You have to say, I can deal with the headache, because right. This is not the first thing in Pittsburgh that's come up. I mean, you ask former Steelers, basically Mike Tomlin has been placating Antonio Brown for years. This is the same receiver, the same individual that decided it was a good idea, after they beat the Kansas City Chiefs in a playoff game, to go on Facebook Live.
Oh, yeah, that was
in the
bad.
Locker room.
That was real bad.
As his half-naked teammates are walking around in the background.
Whoa!
And he's throwing shout-outs to his buddies on Facebook Live. Mm. I mean, this is the same idiot.
Yeah, that's not good.
So, I mean, and he got reprimanded for that. This is the same guy, but they support him. You know, he got reprimanded. He didn't get traded at that stage. Yet he doesn't want to run a hot read in a walkthrough, and he's bothered that Juju Smith-Schuster was voted team MVP.
Well, that's really bothersome.
This is
that's
nonsense. Really.
But I'm laughing because you talked about Antonio Brown at the Facebook Live in the locker room, unbeknownst to his teammates. And then during the break, what people don't know, I'm on Instagram Live as you went to the restroom. You come back in, and I throw you on camera.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
Correct.
A little bit different than a Facebook Live. But
right, I was not half naked coming out of the shower.
No, I know, but I think you get the point.
No, so. I understand.
Do they even have a shower here?
No.
Okay, good.
There is no shower.
Yeah, no. So,
not that I know of.
I would love to get your thoughts on the Kango hats.
I don't have an issue with it. Yeah. I think it actually looks good.
No, men in general, men wearing Kango hats, the straw ones.
They're straw Kango hats?
I think they're they have different materials. No, they do. They do have the wool. But the ones I've seen him wear in Arizona, because it's hot, it's like almost like the breathable, like straw type thing. I say straw. It's probably a different type of material, but it's got little holes in it, like a mesh.
Okay. I don't have any. I think he actually looks good.
Yeah.
I think it works for him.
So you see some guy walking the street with like a white Kango hat, you don't think, well, look at that idiot.
I don't really see a lot of guys wearing them.
I think the guys were wearing them, but we were kids.
I think for Arians it works. I think the look works for him.
It's his gimmick.
Yeah.
All right.
I think he's got a little style to him. He's different.
Definitely got style.
Got to embrace being different.
Yeah. It's like Patricia with the pencil.
Yeah, I love that. You hate that.
I hate that.
That's where we disagree.
Coaches don't need gimmicks.
I like that.
All right.
Yeah, there we go. Taz Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.